Shugyokai is the kind of place where you open what looks like a short verse and find yourself several thousand words later reading about holographic renormalization and the boundary conditions of the cosmos.
That's an accurate description, actually. Today we're looking at work from Latex Space Coyote, a close translation and critical commentary on the very first of Ueshiba Morihei's doka, the teaching poems. Let's start with what Bu actually means and why the answer is more demanding than it first appears.
The post frames itself as a primer, entry number one in a series working through Ueshiba's doka verse by verse. The question it opens with is deceptively simple. What does Bu mean? And what kind of claim is Ueshiba making when he puts it at the root of everything?
The translation the post gives for that first verse is, Bu is the root of all that exists, and is one great animating spirit of our nation's founding. Thus, Bujutsu arise from Kokoku no Michi. In all affairs, deem them divine.
So Bu is not martial technique, not a fighting system. It is positioned prior to all of that, a cosmic ordering principle. The consequence is that anything calling itself Bujutsu is already a downstream translation, not the thing itself.
The commentary makes that distinction explicit. Bu, for Ueshiba, operates through heaven, earth, and all phenomena, independent of national borders or political systems. Bujutsu, by contrast, is described as a historically limited practical program, the way that principle got institutionalized within a specific national ideology.
Which is where the post does real work, because it does not let Kokoku no Michi slide by untranslated. That phrase carries the full weight of 1930s imperial education policy, and the commentary names it plainly as a framework for ultra-nationalist subject formation.
Right. The post holds both readings simultaneously. It notes that Ueshiba's own theology reframes Bu as cosmic harmony rather than militarism, while also documenting that the vocabulary he used was, in its historical context, ideologically loaded. The back translation into waka form, rendered as Bu is the root of everything that is, so it is indeed, Kokoku no Michi, every deed is divine, is offered as a critical translation tool, not as Ueshiba's own composition.
The post also works through the grammar in considerable depth. The classical copula nari, the connective nishite, the ellipsis of the object marker in hyakuji kamitu. Dense philology in service of a precise reading.
And that precision matters for the ethical argument the commentary builds toward. The phrase hyakuji kami, to in all affairs deem them divine, is read not as a blanket sanctification, but as what the post calls a coherence condition. If you claim Bu as your foundation, every output gets audited against it.
The appendix on ADS/CFT takes that argument and runs it somewhere unexpected, using the bulk boundary duality as a structural analogy for the relationship between Bu and Bujutsu. It is careful to say this is a comparative model, not a claim that Ueshiba predicted quantum gravity.
The line that crystallizes it is this: cosmology must pay its debts upon the mat. If a practice proclaims harmony on the cosmic level while producing exclusion or compelled submission in the dojo, the implementation has failed. The boundary outputs are the evidence.
So the coda's invitation, every deed is divine, turns out to be less a comfort and more a demand. The post puts it as a severe invitation. Even the smallest gesture may contain a path back to the root of the world, which means every gesture is answerable. What stays with me is the three-layer structure. Bu as cosmic principle, Bujutsu as historical implementation, daily conduct as the test. None of those layers collapses into the others.
And the next verse in the series will presumably put more pressure on what that means in practice. There are more doka to work through.